14 years ago, our church was picketed by pro-abortion protesters. And the reason they did it was because our church has a reputation of being one of the most active pro-life churches. And we've gone down, we've done different things, supported centers and done sidewalk counseling at abortion clinics. There have been some protests related to abortion clinics. There have been different types of things. And because our church has been active in that, they thought, we're going to give them a taste of their own medicine, and we're going to come out and protest them. And when we heard about it, we were thrilled. These are people you never get onto a church property. This is great. They're coming to us. And so three groups came, and my youngest daughter, Angela, who was then in high school, and I were out there. And we were part of a group that was serving coffee and donuts to them because we heard that they were coming. So we're out there, and there are three groups that came to protest our church. I'm not making this up. Rock for Choice, Radical Women for Choice, and the Lesbian Avengers. I'm not being sarcastic. That's their name, the Lesbian Avengers. So Angie and I were seeking to share the gospel with the Lesbian Avengers. And I ended up spending an hour and a half sharing the gospel with one of these pro-abortion advocates. They had threatened to come into our services. We said, please come into our services. We want you to come, please. The doors are open to you. Come on in. And you know what? You'll hear a message that's about love and caring for people and Jesus dying on the cross. And we're glad you're here. Sure, we'd like you inside. It was a rainy day. But still, you know, they were there. What a privilege. So we get to share the gospel. And you know what? I don't think it was really a bad thing that they chose to protest our church. And then the following, well, the story goes on. I won't tell you the rest of the story. It's in my little book, The Grace and Truth Paradox, if you want to know the rest of it. But we were protested by somebody else the following week. But anyway, the point is that the gospel is there to be brought to needy people.